Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dottie Kroger and we're going to talk about plant sale. It's time.
It is time. Good morning, LaVon.
Good morning. And of course, Dottie is Master Gardener and in charge of the plant sale. Thanks for volunteering because it's a big job, Dottie, to get this all put together.
Oh, yes, but it's fun.
Good.
This is a great thing we do for the community, I think.
It is. And people are finally realizing that we have a fall one in addition to a spring.
Yes. I don't know how many years we've had the spring plant sale, but this is only the third year for our fall sale. So, yeah, people are learning about it. We experimented last year and had it in October, and it seemed like that maybe that was a little bit late. People are done gardening maybe by then. So we moved it up to September, and we hopefully will have a good crowd come out.
You bet. It's I guess one of the things that people need to know about this sale is where the plants come from.
Yes. So the plants come primarily from our members who go in their own garden and find plants that need to be divided, usually, because most perennials need to be divided periodically. Or they dig up bulbs, or, you know, if their daffodil bulbs have multiplied, they dig those up and bring those into sale. We do accept donated plants from people in the community if they have plants they want to donate. And we will even help you dig them if you will call us and tell us you need help digging.
Okay. And, of course, the big advantage of having these plants is they've been growing here through rain and dry and whatever soil. I mean, they've been growing here.
Yeah, and this year it's been tough for them, so we'll do our best to make the plants look attractive, but, you know, sometimes in the fall, the plants don't look quite as nice, especially this year because the last couple weeks were really, really hard on plants.
Yes. Yeah, in addition to it being dry, and then the wind has picked up a little bit, too. I always think that makes it harder on them.
Yes, at times it is.
Yes.
It's hard on us. It's hard on plants.
So, in addition now, the last couple years, you've suggested we add some other possibilities.
Yes, and so actually this is the second year. So last year we started our annual fall bulb sale and serve a couple purposes. One, we raise a little money where we bring affordable plants, healthy, you know, good plants to our community. And the other third thing is education, teaching the community about the different types of bulbs that are out there and the plants that come from them. So last year we had tulip bulbs and daffodil bulbs. Everybody knows what those are. They both went really fast, especially the tulips. This year we're selling tulip bulbs and allium bulbs. And not everybody knows what allium bulb is. So this is the time for them to learn about that.
And I love alliums. One of the reasons is that, okay, you can talk about what they look like, but one of the reasons I like them is after they've bloomed, it doesn't take long before all of those leaves disappear. They're not like daffodils where you've got those old dry leaves. Pretty soon, they're gone.
That is a great advantage.
I like that.
So, yes, I would agree. I think another big advantage around here is that they're actually from the onion family. So things like deer, rabbits, and squirrels do not like alliums. They do like tulips, but they don't like alliums. So they will last longer.
You bet. You're not going to get those bulbs eaten up. So in terms of appearance, the bulbs that are available, what are they, different heights, different colors?
They are different heights and colors. So what we're doing is we've tried to keep the price affordable. So you can buy 5 bulbs for $5, either tulips or alliums, or both if you want. Take as many assortments as you want. The tulips are an assortment, different colors of pink, red, purple, deep red, yellow. And the heights are from 14 to 16 inches. The alliums, and there's a lot of different kinds of alliums.
Yes.
The ones that we ordered are all like a globe, so you have a tall stem and you have a globe. And they range in height from 16 to 24 inches, and the blooms are from 1 to, there's one that's actually 6 inches wide for the bloom.
Purple, white?
They are purple, cornflower blue, white, and a dark purple.
Wow, nice variety there. And,
right.
And you put those all together and maybe I'm speaking for myself. I love them and they're kind of unique and they fairly early, not early spring, but fairly early compared to other plants.
Right. Well, they vary a little bit from variety to variety.
Yes.
But so some are in May and then some go into July. Right. I kind of envisioned, I ordered some myself, of kind of sprinkling in my gardens, kind of in between mm-hmm. my other perennials.
Yes.
Just to add some extra color.
Yeah, yeah. So if you haven't done them, I'm really saying you better try them. And at this price, this is a wonderful price.
It is.
So how do people order them?
So you can go to the Extension office and order them. The order form is also available on the Extension website. I don't have that here. Here it is. www.extension.iastate.edu/CAS or call the Extension office at 243-1132. I visited with Kate Tuesday, I believe, and over half of the bulbs are already gone.
So don't wait too long. Now, will the bulbs be picked up at the plant sale?
No, they will not. They will be shipped from, freshly dug and shipped from Van Anglen Gardens in Connecticut. In mid to late October. So we will not have them available at the plant sale. We will call you when they come in for you to pick them up.
Okay. And so that says people are planting things? Yeah. They're not going to get here till late October? Great time to plant.
Oh, it's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
The weather's nice. It's nice. Yeah. It's nice. Easier on you, easier on the plants. I love to be out in the garden in the fall.
And, of course, if it hasn't rained, you may need to water.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Any perennial that, or anything you plant in the fall really should be watered until a hard freeze.
Yeah, okay. Now, we've talked about those bulbs, but let's go back and talk about all those plants we're getting from the Master Gardener's gardens. Do you have any idea what there will be?
Well, I have a preliminary list, but you never know. There can be some surprises. You never know what people are going to bring the day of the event. So I kind of grouped them into categories. We have some that are called rhizomes, which would be irises, daylilies, and peonies. Bulbs would be grape hyacinth and daffodil. I don't know if there'll be any tulip bulbs or not. We'll see. Perennials, we have hostas, coral bells, perennial geraniums, baptista, sedum, perennial bachelor buttons, rudbeckia, and there's a couple hardy mums that I know about. Herbs. I know there's going to be some chives and possibly some other herbs, houseplants. And then just other miscellaneous. And one thing this year is we have a very special frog collection on the sale.
Yes. And, you know, when you say plant sale, people are thinking plants. Well, these kind of enhance your plants. You just keep them with a little, little company there with the ceramic and stone frogs. So
Exactly. And there might be somebody bringing, you know, some nice pots or some garden tools. We'll see.
Yes. So. One of them that you didn't mention, because I know you came and got them from my house, are the thread coreopsis.
Oh, I did forget the coreopsis.
And
yes.
I know that you dug a lot of them. And that's another one of my favorites because they're tough. Once you get them in the ground, they're going to grow, and they bloom for a long time. Little yellow flowers.
Right. So, they're beautiful.
Yeah. And so
yes.
And if you take the time to trim them, they'll bloom again.
Right. True of some perennials, like daylilies.
Yes.
Some daylilies will bloom again if you deadhead them. Yeah. So,
now you mentioned, Dottie, that one of the reasons this is done is to make some money. What are we doing with the money?
So the money of the Master Gardeners raise from the plant sale and the bulb sale is used for some things that projects we do in the community. We have an annual horticulture scholarship. We do community grants in the spring to churches and other nonprofits that want to do some landscaping. We have several gardens around town that we maintain, the Sarin's Garden at the Community Building, David's Corner at the Atlantic City Park, and then we maintain most of the flower beds and landscapes at the fairgrounds. We also do some education with the YMCA and in the schools and the library. And then we've been instrumental in helping with the local farmers market, food pantry, grow and other row projects.
Okay. And now that thought went away from me. garden seminar. You know, there for, 20 years, there were successful garden seminars, and then, of course, that went away. What about the future?
Well, the plans are in the works to have another garden seminar in the spring. We had one 2 years ago, didn't have one last year because of COVID. We're hoping to bring it back in the spring, and so we'll have a couple guest speakers, and then we'll have some sessions where you just pick which speaker you want to go talk to.
Okay.
And it'll just be a half a day, a Saturday morning.
Okay, you know what? We've talked about all the things that you can do for plant sale, and we haven't said when and where it is.
Yes, that is important. So the plant sale is Saturday, September 18th. That is next Saturday from 8 to 10 at the Cass County Extension Building. We have it out in the parking lot. I say we start at 8. People that have been to our garden sales for years know to get there early. And I would say if you get there at 10, the parking lot is probably empty because we master gardeners have, once we sold everything, we're out of there. We have other things to do.
Yes. So don't come at 7 and plan to buy, but be there at 8.
Be there at 8.
Right.
Yes. And I'll say if you come at 9, there won't be anything there, but it will be picked
right.
over.
Right. So come and if you have questions.
That's the extensions, yes, call the extension office. That number is 243-1132.
Okay. Thank you, Dottie, for reminding us of the plant sale again. And until next time, here's a thought. When we sow a seed, we plant a narrative of future possibilities.